Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're halfway through June, so we're well on our way to some exciting times, of which I would like to discuss with you tonight. Welcome to Let's Find Out. So, tonight we have the Sun, Venus, and Mercury squaring Neptune in Pisces at the last degree, and that's happening all week. Neptune in Pisces is linked to viruses that have no boundary and spread very quickly. Mercury is linked to birds, so we could have another bird virus. But I'll tell you what I have on my porch, which is really great. I have a robin's nest, and I've been looking out the window early in the morning, and I saw three little bees coming up after the eggs hatched. It was so much fun. And I see those robins feeding those babies, and I love watching it. Mercury in Gemini deals with facts, information. And Neptune in Pisces deals with things not being clear, deception, and outright lies. It's very important, with all that's going on with the world, that you check in with your intuition. Is this true? Is this not? And use discernment. From this point on in the year, we are going to experience quite a significant shift in energy. This shift promises to be very dramatic for the rest of this year and into 2025. Our 3D life, the life we've always known, and the life we have lived up till now, will become much more colorful, intense, and very dramatic. Now remember, we don't have to live life on that level. We can take a deep breath and step back and observe everything happening in the world without being fully engaged in the energy. I call it divine neutrality. Divine neutrality. When you choose to do that, you stay in your higher frequency. It's a different dimension. Truly try and cultivate it. It's like yoga or meditation. You remain the observer. You really need to work on that because we have an awful lot going on. I recommend you do that because there will be so much coming out and at us very quickly. For example, I stated last week that Saudi Arabia had made the decision to end a 50-year agreement with the USA. It happened last Sunday. Essentially, that affects the U.S. dollar, which is called the petrodollar, that the oil exports could only be sold, oil exports could only be sold in U.S. dollars. As of last Sunday, June 9th, they have not renewed that agreement. They have turned to the east. The BRICS countries, B-R-I-C-K, a combination of many countries, Russia, China, India. You can look up the list of countries online. This is a very significant shift, and of course, there's nothing about it in the mainstream news. However, there's quite a lot of information on alternative media. This will have severe implications for the U.S. economy and will ripple out into the global economy and the power dynamics around the world. I've been talking about the U.S. Pluto return for almost 2 years now. I remind you that at the birth of the USA on July 4th, 1776 at 5:10 p.m. in Philadelphia. That was the birth of the Constitution and the signing of the Declaration of Independence. At that time, the planet Pluto was in the second house of money and values in the U.S. chart at 27 degrees Capricorn. Now, Capricorn rules big money, big banking, in today's terms, the stock market, politics, government, etc. Because Pluto has a 248-year cycle, this is the first time we have experienced this energy, the return of Pluto. Actually, it became exact in 2022 and 2023, but it's very much influencing matters now. Pluto is coming back to the natal place, and this energy affects the economy, the wealth, and the value of currency, our currency. It was easy to see that there would be a transformation, and a very important one, astrologically, for the economy, the currency, the politics, because Pluto rules death and transformation. All this energy is huge and still operating because Pluto is going to go retrograde back into Capricorn in September at 29 degrees, conjuncting that birth degree. From September 2nd through November 19th, 2024, this Pluto U.S. return will have all kinds of ramifications as it affects the U.S. Think back to when Pluto first entered Capricorn in 2008. Whenever Pluto enters a sign, a new sign, usually within the first 6 months, the energy brings a crisis around whatever the sign and the house represent. The second house is the house of money and values. Of course, we all know that in September 2008, we had a financial crisis. Capricorn, that's what it rules. The stock market, banking, big money. I'll tell you what happened to me. I was doing readings in Yonkers, New York, and this man sat down at my table, and he wanted to know if he was going to have a promotion on his job. And this was in 2008. And I spread the cards and I looked at him. And psychically, I said to him, you don't even have a job. You're not going to get a promotion. You don't have a job. And he started to laugh and make fun of me. He thought I was a kook. But he worked for Bear Stearns. And he went in on Monday and he did not have a job. Well, we have this energy again right now. What is interesting, and we're having a full moon in Capricorn at 1 degree this week. June 22nd and 23rd. And what will be interesting already is this full moon falls on the world axis. What that means is something is going to be very big, very important on the public stage, along with the energy we have the summer solstice. We are already in that energy now, and we're linked to big business, big banking, governments, top-down rule, corporations, that kind of thing, because this is happening in Capricorn. In addition, this full moon in Capricorn is opposing Venus in the 1776 U.S. chart. This represents wealth, currency, real estate, and, as you will soon see, the June 9th decision from Saudi Arabia will have a significant effect with our currency, government, leadership, politics, and the upcoming presidential election. This will prove to be very important indeed. I think it will become even more important the second half of July, and I'm going to explain that to you as soon as we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. Listen to it carefully. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip, June 17th through June 23rd, 2024. Summertime brings a mixed bag of energy. At times you will be productive, and at other times you will feel like you are walking through a fog of surreal reality. Summer solstice begins with a nurturing stay close to home and family alignment of the life-giving sun, graceful Venus, and mentally comforting Mercury in feeling-oriented Cancer. The week is defined by a number of planetary aspects to Neptune. All the illusionary vibrations could lead us into deception, or at least self-deception, that entice us into pipe dreams that end up not being what we thought they were. It's important to keep your wits about you and to avoid getting sucked into a sideshow, getting hacked, or by a hawker selling a phony cure-all. This is especially true with your love life on Monday. Luckily, rational Mercury is on your side to weed out any Casanova or snake charmer whose line will only lead to you getting no fish on the path to destruction. On Tuesday, you may be very indecisive with Neptune in a difficult aspect to both Venus and Mercury, plus Mercury and Venus are in a planetary war competing for dominance. Don't make any important decisions today. You may experience confusion and a change of heart. On June 20th, the summer solstice, problems in leadership monopolize the airwaves today. Many people will be in disagreement, and lack of clear communication will cause a lot of confusion worldwide. Friday, the moon in Sag squares Pisces, just before the full moon in Capricorn. It's time to put away all those pipe dreams. Either work to make them happen or move on. Saturday, major problems with the world leader cause great concerns around the world. It's on all the news. It could be a death threat in some form or another. This could be possible either from a sickness or an assassination. The world is changing, causing concerns and worries in areas of conflict and war. This, in turn, has an effect on the economy and stock markets. The U.S. dollar is getting devalued, and we could have a serious stock market crash. This is a good day for sports, adventure, and getting things done, but mental projections based on hurts can throw a monkey wrench into romance. Best to take some deep breaths, shake off any painful memories, and stay in the moment. It's really best to put off any romantic rendezvous until Sunday. You may even meet someone new from out of the blue who decides to stick around and get to know you. Also, they should be kind and considerate to you for a nice change. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me for a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Well, we're back. I hope you listened to the message very carefully. And we are coming into the summer solstice this weekend. Actually, it's on Thursday, Friday. So I think that this retrograde Pluto going back into Capricorn will even be more important the second half of July, because on the 21st of July, there is a rare astrological event, a second full moon in Capricorn at 29 degrees. So this time it's going to be at 1 degree zero, and in July it will be at 29 degrees. Now, that full moon will conjunct the 1776 Pluto in the U.S. chart. It's going to activate again everything that Pluto is about. It will hold the energy for a complete transformation for America. Be aware that this is just the beginning of the energy. It will have a global effect over the next several years. The July full moon will activate everything more strongly and is in the middle of the conventions, the Democratic and Republican conventions. In addition to that, the July 29th degree moon has been highly activated by the energy of the current transit of Pluto that has been trancing back and forth over that critical 29 degree, the crucial degree, the crisis degree. Pluto will hover over that degree for the third and final time in its 248-year cycle from September 2nd through November 19th, 2024. And then it will fully move into Aquarius for the next 20 years, which will bring a different energy, an energy of freedom, an energy of for the people and building communities. Now, this critical energy coming in is already being set up with the June full moon next Saturday, because it's the first time since the initiation of the U.S. in its current form, because all this is being activated by transiting Pluto. The full moon at 29 degrees and transiting Pluto at 29 degrees. I hope all of this makes sense to you, light workers and non-astrologers. Just about a week before the July full moon on July 16th, we have a very hot and important aspect coming, a conjunction between Mars and Uranus at 26 degrees Taurus. Leaders could lose their power. People could lose their minds. Think of October 29th, 1929, when we had the market crash. People went crazy. They even jumped out of windows. We have already begun to see some upsetting events. With the EU elections, the Belgian prime minister has had to resign. This will be more in focus in the second half of July. Biden could be removed as the Democratic candidate. The convention is in Chicago, August 19th through the 22nd. Also, the Trump-Biden debate on June 27th, 2024, will be affected by this energy. This Mars-Uranus conjunction will be volatile, shocking, surprising, explosive, eruptive, and it can shatter belief systems. It can also be an awakening. It can be a very positive surprise. Also, it is a classic aspect for earthquakes, for literal earthquake, political earthquakes, financial earthquakes, any kind of a big, eruptive, shocking event. It's at the exact time of the Republican National Convention, which is July 15th through the 18th in Milwaukee. There could be some fireworks there. maybe even an explosion happening. This is that kind of energy. Let's get back to June. On the 11th of June, Mars squared Pluto. Russian warships appeared off the coast of Florida, going through some military exercises, and then they moved closer to Cuba. This symbolism, this drama, color, heightened intensity, we're going to be seeing a lot more of this kind of activity. Remember, you're in the theater, and the audience is just not buying the storyline of the play anymore. It's not making sense. It's not coming together. So the actors are talking louder and louder in order to keep engaging the audience. They can see people are starting to leave the theater. So, at the 3D level, things will become much louder and louder and louder, but more hollow, more empty, more like hot air. Just know that all of this is a part of the astrology, because at times, especially when Pluto retrograde is back into Capricorn in September, you may have a sense that everything is going backwards. Everything has gone wrong. Not the way I thought it would. Not the way I had hoped. Do not allow yourself to get into that frame of mind. The astrology is so reassuring. There is some energy that's going to make some of us feel that way. Like it's all unraveling, all going backwards. Do not feel that way, because we are absolutely right on track. Could it be possibly that the actors are talking so loud because they're aware that you're leaving the theater? Or do they need, or there is a need that they have to distract you? We're becoming aware and evolving so very quickly. Could that possibly be the reason? They're losing their power, and they know it. Well, do not go into fear. Whatever happens, do not go into fear. If you go into fear, you are emotionally engaging into the energy that you don't want to see more of. You are actually feeding the fear, feeding the darkness. You're either feeding the new earth, or you're feeding the old world. You choose. There's no middle road. Energetically, you will be doing one thing or the other. If you're in fear, it won't be possible for you to see the green shoots of the new earth. You will be in a different dimension, on a different frequency. You won't be able to have or keep the confidence that you're going to need in order to keep going in love, in joy, and in gratitude. You know, love is a very high vibration, a higher frequency light. We produce light. We're little generators of light. We have a whole intercellular communication network based on bioprotons, that's now the information is being transferred between the cells of our body. The bioprotons are being enhanced and transferred and expanded. When we're in love, in joy, and in gratitude, we shine like a lighthouse. And you can see this with people who are very much in their frequency. They enter a room and they are beacons of light. That was the name of our group in Pennsylvania when I ran group. I ran a group for 20 years. We called it Beacons of Light. And now we're joining together with people all across the world. We're building. We're creating a stronger and stronger web of light. This higher frequency of light Everything is created from energy and from electromagnetism. Therefore, that enables us to create stepping stones of love into a new earth from the brighter light, from that higher frequency. I'll have a little more information for you after we take our break. So I'll be back after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's Sanitizing Healing Spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
Oh, my Papa. gentle and so lovable. Oh, my papa, he always understood.
Eddie Fisher from a long time ago with Oh My Papa. Happy Father's Day, everybody. I wanted to play something nice for that. So let's go back to energy. Everything is created from energy. And energy doesn't, you can't destroy energy. It just changes. And from electromagnetism, therefore, that enables us to create stepping stones of love to a new earth from the brighter light, from a higher frequency. This is how we create our mastery. Yes, there are challenges to hone your skills, to stay in your mastery, to stay in love. Understand that the louder it gets outside, the more we need to go inwards. That's how we all come together as one humanity. The entire universe is one consciousness, and science is learning that more and more and more. But we have lived in such a state of separation, such a state of division. We have forgotten how to stay in our love. These dramatic events in the world are here to increase our sense of compassion. With Neptune sitting on the world axis very soon, compassion will increase enormously, and that will allow and encourage us to come together in a much greater sense. If you're getting into that timeline of the new light body, that sense of oneness, that connection with all living beings, it is so different. It's a different sense of reality, a sense of what's unfolding, not what's on the nightly news. If you can just get a taste of it, even for a few minutes, it will give you confidence to say, yes, I can really feel this energy starting to happen. It is so beautiful. It's healing. It's telepathy. It's psychic gifts we've never known before. And it's all coming to every human being on this planet very quickly. So many changes are coming. It is indescribably wonderful. So what I'm going to do now is ask you to remember to meditate more and more as you go through all this stuff. I'll have a lot more information from you during these weeks of broadcasting. But tonight I'm going to give you an affirmation for each sign for you to take with you. So here we go. Aries. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. Don't be in a hurry, Aries. You're always in a hurry. Taurus. The universe will pay you to be yourself and do what you really love. Gemini. If you're not excited about it, then it's just not the right path for you. Cancer. Intuition is a spiral faculty and does not explain, but simply points the way. Leo. If you go out looking for friends, you're going to find they are very scarce. If you go out to be a friend, you'll find friends everywhere. Virgo. There's only one success to be able to spend your life. I'm going to say it again. There is only one success, and that is to be able to spend your life in your own way, whatever direction you feel. Libra. The realist sees reality as concrete. The optimist sees reality as clay. Scorpio. Insight and enlightenment do not come from accumulation, but from simplification. Not from getting, but from giving up and surrender. Sagittarius. Share your life with others. Then you will have a joyful life. I like that one. Of course, I have a Sag rising. That's probably why I like that one. One second here. Capricorn. He who has health has hope. And he who has hope has everything. Aquarius. Joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. Joy, love, sharing, hope, gratitude. Pisces. A man travels the world over in search of what he needs and returns home to find it. That's another one I like. Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to come to the end of the show. I do have a meditation for you, and we have William singing, and we have Richard. I also am going to broadcast out to you the song Turn, 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 because I want you to hang on to the thought of that song. To everything, turn, turn, turn. It's from Ecclesiastes, from the Bible. And I think Pete Seeger is the one that wrote the song. So let's have that. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week. We'll see what's going on at that time. And there'll be more to come. Thank you for listening and good night.
counts together. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And their time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
Sweet moonlight, moonlight on my
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes. And start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up.
And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.